A disappointing decision. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News.
We're continuing to recommend people wear masks.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, after a federal judge ruled the CDC went beyond its authority in extending the federal mask mandate through early May. Even if its aim was to serve the public good, the CDC extended the mandate, saying it's needed more time and data on the BA2 variant's effects. But critics argued with mask mandates ending in schools, restaurants, and other public venues, it's time for them to end on public transportation. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia's effort to take over eastern Ukraine is in full swing, adding a significant part of the entire Russian army is now concentrated on this offensive. The attacks have begun in the country's cultural center of Lviv.
Officials say so far they know multiple missiles hit within the city, just outside the city center, killing 7 people. These would make them the first wartime deaths in the city since the invasion started. Shortly after the strike, thick black smoke could be seen billowing from multiple points in the city. A military spokesperson in Lviv says 3 warehouses were hit, emphasizing the buildings were not being used by the military.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Lviv. The forced strike reportedly hit an auto repair shop. South Carolina police make another arrest in the mass shooting in a mall in Columbia over the weekend.
Columbia Police Chief Skip Holbrook announced a second arrest in the shooting. His name, Marquise Robinson.
He's charged with 9 counts of assault and battery of a high and aggravated nature, attempted murder, unlawful carry of a handgun.
Police say Robinson was in a dispute with Jawayne Price, arrested over the weekend, and a third man, Amari Sincere Jamal Smith, whom they are still trying to find. All 3 will face the same charges.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Another state reaches a settlement with a pharmaceutical giant over the opioid crisis.
Janssen Pharmaceuticals, owner of Johnson & Johnson, is settling with West Virginia any and all claims the state and its cities are making that the company oversaturated the state with opioid pills, encouraging prescribers to give them to patients.
West Virginia and her political subdivisions will receive $99 million in a lump sum payment.
West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey. The state still has suits pending against pharma companies Teva and Allergan. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Florida lawmakers will return to the Capitol tomorrow to begin a special session to approve a new congressional map after Republican Governor Ron DeSantis vetoed the previous GOP-backed boundaries that preserve minority districts. House and Senate leaders have said neither chamber will try to draw a new map. A Kenyan sweep at the Boston Marathon this morning.
For the 3rd year in a row, a runner from Kenya was the fastest man to finish the Boston Marathon. Evans Chebet won the race in a time of 2 hours, 6 minutes, and 51 seconds. For the 2nd year in a row, a Kenyan won the women's race. Perez Jepchirchir, who won the Olympics gold medal in Tokyo last summer, and last year's New York City Marathon, won a sprint to the finish line at Boylston Street in Boston. Her race time, 2 hours, 21 minutes, 2 seconds. Around 30,000 runners took part in the 126th Boston Marathon, 50th anniversary of the first year women were allowed to compete. One of those women, Val Rogaczewski, marked the milestone by running again today, running and walking at age 75. First time in 3 years the marathon has been held on Patriots Day. Jared Max, Fox News.
At the box office this week, in the 3rd in the Harry Potter spinoff series, Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore was tops, earning $43 million. Sonic the Hedgehog 2 in 2nd with $30 million. And The Lost City, rounding out the top 3 with $6.5 million. I'm Lisa Silasera, this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.